Sometimes you need to unbuckle the saddle and tell the devil to get off. Amen. 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 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 10. Reading verses 10 through 18 here. Amen. If the Lord will help us. 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 10 said, "And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Urijah, the priest, the fashion of the altar, and the pattern of it according to all the workmanship thereof." Sent him a blueprint, didn't he? "And Urijah, the priest, built an altar according to all that King Ahaz sent from Damascus. So Urijah, the priest, made it against King Ahaz, came from Damascus." That word "against" there means before. In other words, Urijah, the priest, made it before King Ahaz ever came from Damascus. He got right to it, real quick, like, if you will. Verse 12 said, "And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offered thereon, and he burned his burnt offerings and his meat offerings and poured his drink offerings and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. And he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it in the north side of the altar. And the king Ahaz commanded Urijah, the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, the evening meat offering, the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering, with the burnt offerings of all the people of the land, and their meat offerings, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offerings, and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by." Verse 16 said, "Then did Urijah the priest according to all King Ahaz commanded." And King Ahaz, verse 17 said, "And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases and removed the laver from off them and took down the seed from off the brazen oxen that were under it and put it upon the pavement of stones. And the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, the king's entry without, turned he from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria." Amen. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Just a few little thoughts here, and we'll try to let you pray. But I was thinking about this particular passage of Scripture here. We find Ahaz, king of Judah. A lot of people, you say king of Judah, king of Israel. A lot of people don't understand that. Israel had two kings. They had Saul and David at the and Solomon. And at the end of Solomon's reign there, the kingdom of Israel was split into two kingdoms, 10 of them being Israel and 2 of them being Judah from that on, all because God told David that he was someone would rule in Israel, just a promise God had kept. So therefore, those two kingdoms, the kingdom of Judah, amen, was of the lineage of David, and it was carried on, no doubt's being carried on today, but as God had promised those. But here King Ahaz was a king of Judah, amen, and he had went down to Damascus, and there he met the king of Assyria, which had taken Damascus from Israel, and his name was Tiglath-Pileser, and I saw an altar there, if you will, just to kind of give you a little foundation here, if I could. I saw an altar there. He went down there, and I saw this altar, and it wasn't nothing like the altar that he had back in Judah, but it was no doubt a very ornate altar, very well crafted, probably a lot of ornate work upon this altar. And he walked in, and here the king of Assyria has already taken Damascus here. Everything's going good for the king of Assyria, and everything seems to be working out real good for him. And he goes in and he meets with him, and no doubt the old king of Assyria, I said, "Come in here, Ahaz, I want to show you my altar." And as he came in there, here's this big, beautiful, ornate altar, no doubt that craftsmen had worked upon, a craftsman had done it, and he built this big, beautiful altar. And Ahaz, when he walked in, he looked at it, and immediately in his heart he said, "Oh, that's a fine altar. That's a real fine altar you got there. Oh, Tiglath-Pileser, I really like that altar. If you wouldn't mind, could I get someone to maybe with a measuring rod? I'd like to get a few dimensions of this altar, and get me an artist, if you will, and let me to draw the inscription or the pattern of this altar, if you will." And the Bible said that Ahaz took that and just bear with me here. Don't get out there thinking about what you're going to do after a while. Amen. But as he was drawing this, he drawed the pattern of it. And the Bible said that old Ahaz said, now I sent it no doubt by a porter and said, you take back this to Uriah, the high priest there, and Judah that's over the house of God. He said, you take it back there and tell him, hey, this is the altar we need here. This is the altar, and this is what it needs to look like. And this is the pattern of it. And the Bible said, no doubt, amen. The porter took it back there, and the Bible said that Uriah, when he had got the plans there and he got the pattern of the altar, the Bible said, for O Ahaz, I could either gather himself together in his company of men and his host and make it back to Judah. Oh, Ahaz had already let out the contract, if you will. He'd already called in the workmen, amen. He'd already called in those that worked in wood. And the Bible said, before O Ahaz ever got back to Judah, this altar was built. And here Uriah takes this altar and he places it inside the temple here, inside the sanctuary, if you will. No doubt if you never seen it, amen. Bible study's real good for instances of this nature, amen. When you first entered into the court, you would enter in, amen, to that bronze altar, that place, amen, to where the sacrifice is killed for sin and sin atonement's made. And as you went beyond that, amen, in the outer court, you would find the laver, amen. I set up on the ornate oxen, amen. I loaded with water that the priests were to wash themselves every time they went into that temple. Every time they came out of that temple, they washed themselves. That laver was for sanctification, amen. And just beyond that was the veil of the temple. Just beyond that, rather, was the sanctuary. And inside the sanctuary was the golden candlestick, the shewbread. And beyond that was the veil. And you went into the holiest of holy, where the Ark of the Covenant sat. And no doubt here, O Ahaz, praise God, I came back and Uriah had set this altar there in front of that burnt offering. And Uriah came through the door. And the Bible said immediately when he seen it, he began to burn his sacrifices upon it. His sacrifices of praise. His sacrifices, amen, of meat offering and of thanksgiving, amen. He began to burn them on there. But as he began to look at it, he was not satisfied. The Bible said that he looked at it and he said, Uriah, come here. Amen. I don't like how it's set up no more. Amen. You see, this old altar here, this old brazen altar, amen, made out of gopher wood covered in brass. He said, I don't like it. Amen. I know that God said how to build it 5 cubits wide, 5 cubits deep, and 3 cubits tall. And inside of it, he said, I want you to make a great work of brass also. And underneath you put an ash box, if you will, underneath to remove the ashes from. And you build it. He said, oh, that's an old-fashioned, old-looking altar. It's been burnt so many times. Amen. It just isn't worth anything. Church, are you still with me tonight? You see, it ain't worth anything anymore. I want you to take that altar, and I want you to take it back there on the north side, and I want you to set it over there out of the way. You see, it don't look good enough for me. This new altar that you've made here, I like the way it looks, amen. I like the way it makes me feel. Amen. He said, I may inquire of the Lord when I want to know something from God on that old altar. But you see, I want you to realize, amen, I like the way this new altar looks. I praise God, and I want you to understand today, how many knows today, if we're not careful, that's where the church has came to. Amen. Amen. You see, oh, Ahab here, it's real easy, praise God. It's real easy. I don't look around and everybody's prospering real good. Everything's going real good for him. Oh, Ahaz here, he wouldn't trick by some great methodical, amen, being out there. He was tricked by the same devil you and I are tricked by on a daily basis. He went in here, tickled Belezer, amen, and went in and took Damascus, and no doubt he had his altar there. And Ahaz went in and said, hey, if this works for the king of Assyria, it should work for me. Amen. How many's ever looked around and seen people prosper? Amen. Amen. We look around. We see people prosper. Oh, Brother Webb, we're not going to back you tonight. You said old fashioned, and I don't like old fashioned. Amen. That's all right. Amen. It's all right. Amen. The same Bible, amen, that written today, amen, for you and I, salvation, amen. It don't come any new way. Amen. The Bible said it was forever settled. Amen. He said heaven and earth shall pass away. Amen. But not one jot, not one letter, not one phrase, not one sentence is ever going to pass away. How many knows today, praise God, on the day of Pentecost, they were talking about having church, amen. I said we wouldn't have to worry about the day and hour how we live in of the community accusing us of being too drunk. They might think we're too sleepy. Amen. They might think we're too, amen, tired. They might think, amen, we're too quiet. But very few, amen. Oh, Peter stood up and said, these men are not drunk. He didn't say they're not sleepy. They're not asleep, amen. They ain't passed out. He said, these men ain't drunk. Amen. They're happy. They're merry. But they ain't drunk. They're dancing around. But they ain't drunk. They're excited, praise God, for what just came down from heaven. The Bible said when the day of Pentecost had fully come, amen, how many know the Holy Ghost came in the house? Amen. Amen. You claim to be Pentecost, that is Pentecost. You claim to be holiness, that is holiness. How can you say amen? Amen. And the Bible said, goes on to say, last verse, I believe it was chapter 2 there. Amen. He said, and such was added to the church. Amen. What'd you say, our sister? Daily. Daily. Did you hear that? Amen. Sister Heather, he didn't say Sunday, did he? Amen. He didn't say and such was added to the church on Sabbath. Amen. He said daily. Amen. On Monday. On Tuesday. On Wednesday. Amen. On Thursday. How many knows he's still the same God every day of the week? Amen. Oh, but I want to tell you, you see the world. Amen. They've developed this new altar. Amen. I heard Brother Byron Jessup. Amen. He's dead and gone now, but I used to listen to him preach back when I was working a lot. I listened to him preach every day. He said he went to have a revival one night. Amen. At a church, and he went in. He said they had a fine Bible stand, or podium is what they called them in those days, or, well, you know, in those type of churches. I said they had a nice podium there. I call it a sacred desk. Can you say amen? It's a sacred desk. How many knows that? But the Bible said amen. Or Brother Byron said it. He went in. There was a fine podium. Amen. They had carpeted steps. But they wouldn't know altar. He looked at the pastor and he said, Lord, have mercy. I've come for revival. Amen. Where's the altar? The preacher said, well, we ain't got no altar. People just usually bow their head at their seat. He said, God have mercy, you can't have a revival except you got an altar, amen. I want to tell you, that's the world's altar. But how many knows to get revival today? You got to get that old altar. You got to get that brazen altar. Amen, that one that God designed a long time ago, amen. And how many knows when you go to that altar, you'll go in, amen, one person, and you'll come out another. Can you say amen? Amen. You know why Bertha said the sun looked different? Amen. Because up to that point, she'd been blind. Amen. Amen. How many knows if you can see? Amen. In order to see, you once had to be blind. Amen. To be saved, you once had to be lost. Amen. Amen. To be in light, you once had to be in darkness. Amen. 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 How many knows? How many knows tonight God designed the, amen, the old sanctuary? Amen. How many knows it was a type? Amen. Of Christianity today. Amen. It was a type of Christianity. The old sanctuary in the Old Testament that God designed. Amen. Was a type. Amen. They would go in. Those priests would go in, as I said, they'd go in through that door. Amen. And they'd offer that sin offering.
amen, that goat, amen, how they would take it in, and how they would slaughter it there and burn it before God, amen, upon that old brazen altar. And then after they got it, they would march with the priest, amen. How many knows, praise God? I was thinking about church, amen. What's the difference in the old altar, Brother Webb, and the new altar? I'll tell you what the difference is. Amen. The old altar had a priest that served the altar continually. Every time somebody came through the door, somebody was standing at the altar. Every time somebody brought something through her and said, hey, my heart's broken, my home's broken, my life's broken, amen, they come through the door, and beside the altar was a ministering priest. Amen. In the church world today, you know what's at the altar? Gossip, amen. You know what's at the altar? What we're going to do tomorrow? You know what's at the altar? Amen. Worried about getting home and getting into bed. But I want to tell you, the old altar always had somebody, praise God, standing by the altar, praise God, ready to administer for God their King, amen, and to help make a change in somebody's life. I want to tell you tonight, church, we can get back to the old altar, and to where comes victory, and to where comes peace, and joy tonight. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible said, O King Ahaz at all. Amen. I don't like that altar. I don't like that altar. It's messing up my decor. Amen. Take it over. Move it out of the way. He said, I'm going to sacrifice on this altar. This altar is good enough for me. Amen. This altar is good enough for me. Amen. And not only for me, it's good enough for my kingdom. It's good enough for my followers. It's good enough for Judah. Amen. When Judah comes in, he said, you burn the morning sacrifice. You burn the evening sacrifice. You burn the burnt offerings. Amen. You do all up on this altar. And he said, you know what? Amen. He said, you know what? We'll do all the praise the new way. We'll do all the other things. Amen. On this new altar. He said, but I'll tell you what, you take that old altar. Amen. Hey, you listen to this. He said, you take that old altar and you set it over there, and it'll be me for me to inquire of the Lord. Amen. He said, but I want to, you know what he meant by that statement? Praise God. To inquire means when I want to hear from God. How many knows tonight we can praise and worship? Amen. They talking about the praise and worship team. How the Bible said he seeketh such to worship him, and they that worship him, I must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. It's not whether you come in. It's not whether you move an arm. It's not whether you move your mouth. But I want to tell you deep down in your soul, if you're not happy that you got delivered, and that you were lost one day but now you're found, and you was blind one day but now you can see, amen, you were once addicted but now you're set free, and you're once in bondage, but amen, you're a free man today. I want to tell you, praise God, if that ain't the type of praise you got, you ain't got any worship today, you ain't got any praise today. How many knows it comes from a joyful, heartfelt, amen, a life-changing, praise God, a God-glorifying, amen, a worship of your life and your body? Can you say amen? Amen. 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 He said, oh, you just keep that old altar over there. It'll be for me to inquire about. Amen. The world today, I've worked with them. Amen. I've worked with them. Amen. They gave me a hard time for the way I believe. Amen. 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 I went out to eat with them. They gave me a hard time for the way I believe. Amen. Amen. How many knows the world don't like? They don't care if I preach on sin behind the pulpit. They don't care. Amen. They'll amen me. Amen. But when I set my foot down, when they say, come go here with me, and I say, no, I can't do that. The Bible said to depart from iniquity. Amen. I can't do that. Amen. I'm not saying amen. There's been a lot of people that's been mean and hateful to ungodly people. Amen. And that's not right. I'm not saying that. I sure hope you don't think I'm saying that. Amen. Amen. If you can't treat the sinner, man, amen, better than you can anybody, something's wrong with you. But I want to tell you, praise God, you're not going to sit down and enjoy what that sinner man enjoys. If you are, you're still the old man. Amen. You ain't never been to the brazen altar yet. You you've ain't never been to the laver, amen, loaded with the sanctifying water today. You've never been there. Amen. I want to encourage you to come back to that old altar. Amen. Because it'll make a change in you. Amen. And you see, that's the new altar way. And the new altar way is just go down and cry a little bit. I tell the Lord about your problem. But I want to tell you, amen, the old altar I was designed to die on. And the old altar, that was a place to say, I'm not of this world. Amen. I hate this world. And the Bible says, love not the world. I know the things that are in the world. I want to tell you tonight, praise God, at the old altar will separate you, praise God, from the world. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. It'll change you. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When the doctor says you got cancer, amen. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, there's worse things than dying. Amen. We all look. Yeah, I'd say probably the greatest majority sitting in this house tonight is afraid of death. Amen. Amen. You've known life. You've never been through death, so you're therefore you're afraid of it. Amen. And I've heard that argument a lot. Amen. I've never went to judgment of eternity, but if you're not careful, you're a whole lot more afraid of death than you are judgment in eternity. What happened to your argument? Huh? Amen. They sung that song, Sister Darla sung that song a while ago. Amen. Time won't stand still for any man. Amen. Amen. You can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow. So you better get ready for Jesus today. Amen. Bertha was laying one night. Amen. Amen. No doubt coming off of a stupor. Amen. Oh, Brother Webb, I wouldn't say that. Bertha sitting in the pulpit and she's been doing it 12 years. Amen. I'm glad of that, ain't you? I'm glad that God can take you. Amen. I'm glad that God can take you from a was. Hey, you hear that? I said from a was. Amen. Everybody thinks, amen, I preached a message not long ago. Amen. You can't get there from here. That's one of the devil's greatest lies. Amen. He tells people all, you can't get to be where you need to be with God from where you're at. I want to tell you, that's the only place you can get to God. You got to start somewhere. Can you say amen? And I want to tell you, laying in her bed late at night, as she said, something jolted her awake. Amen. I noticed what she said. She said, Lord, if you'll give me one more chance, is that the way you worded it? Hey, amen. How many knows my sister Bertha, the devil, tell her, oh, you shouldn't tell that. But I want to tell you, she's got more to praise the Lord for than the rich man had. And the rich man never got one more chance. I want to tell you tonight, he's in hell. I say it, oh, I wish I had one more chance. I wish I had one more opportunity. I wish I had one more opportunity. I'd have walked by that old rain man. Amen. Laying there. Amen. I would surely give Lazarus my entire living if I only had one more chance. Amen. God gave you that chance tonight. How many knows you got something to praise God for? Amen. Amen. I hear old Ahaz. Amen. He done away with the old altar. Put the new altar in. Amen. They begin to worship that away. Amen. They set the old altar over there out of the way. Amen. We'll try to soon let you pray. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that Ahaz began to worship and the people began to worship. Amen. 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 And the Bible said after they began to worship, amen, it wasn't very long, the Bible said that Ahaz looked over at Uriah. Amen. Listen to that word. He said, and the king Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases. Amen. And removed the laver from off them. And took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it. You know what that means right there? We read that sometimes. We just fly by that. Well, that was, he was doing a lot there. Amen. You know what he done there? Bible said, how many knows when you remove the brazen altar? Amen. You take away that sin offering. You take away that altar, amen, that causes you to die to the world and become alive in Christ. How many know? Brother George made a statement back there a while ago. Amen. He made a statement there. He says, I was praying and I was waiting for somebody. Amen. I believe he said his brother, but I ain't for sure. Amen. I said to come pick him up. I was praying for church. He said, I was praying and I got out and I said, Lord, amen. I've prayed and I feel like I've offered sin offerings. Is that right, Brother George? He said, and I've sanctified. I've done everything I know to do. You know what he meant? You know what the sea there was on that labor? That was the place that the priest sanctified. How many knows when you do away with the old burn altar, the old brazen altar, that altar to die on, it ain't going to be alone till you do away with sanctification. You ain't going to need it no more. How can you say amen? I know you've had it easy around here for a while. Y'all looking at me, gawking at me, but I want to tell you tonight, amen, the only way, amen, we got a little momentum and I'm thankful for it. I'm glad to see these young ones, amen. I told Sister Vicky the other night, I said, you better not miss, amen, because I believe, amen, Sister Kaylee, amen, is getting right at that threshold, amen, and a few more around here, a little Destiny, amen, laying on that altar, tears are pouring out of her eyes, amen. I want to tell you, praise God, that brazen altar, that ain't the old altar, the new altar, that's the old altar, that one where they lay there longer, amen, than one song. Amen. 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 It ain't going to matter. Amen. If you build the new way, it ain't going to stand anyway. Amen. They remove the old altar. They remove sanctification. Amen. 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 The church got worldly is what it means. Amen. 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 That new altar. Amen. It looks good. Amen. But how many know Assyria paid? Judah paid. Amen. I can read to you where God looked at Judah. Amen. And he said, when your sister, amen, was punished. Amen. Amen. When your sister was punished. In other words, when Judah looked at Israel and seen Israel packed away, he said, when thou should have returned and repented, he said, thou wentest and helped. Amen. Those, the Assyrians that were against, amen, Israel, you went and helped them. Now, if we're not real careful, you know what? That's what the new altar brings today. You get a new altar in the church, amen. Somebody can get low in the church, and you know what will happen? Sister Bucket Mouth, their mother know it all over there. I'll run off and say, praise God. I knew there wasn't nothing to them anyway. But I want to tell you, had they been a minister, standing by the old altar, and they just said, praise God, and let's get on this altar, and let's die in chain, amen, and they'd have been able to hold. But I want to tell you something, and the new altar says no, and just like Judah, amen, it goes in and jumps in with Assyria and begins to afflict Israel even more.
Well, Brother Webb, I know what Paul said. Amen. I know what Moses said. The Bible said he is meekest of all men. Amen. When God came down and said, Moses, I'll make a great nation out of you. Moses, was Israel in the wrong? Sure they was. Amen. They was in the wrong. God was upset. They were worshiping Baal. They'd made a golden calf and was worshiping it. Amen. Did Moses go, yeah, God, they're wrong. He done what he felt like God wanted him to do. Amen. He said, men, put a sword and let's go through Israel. Amen. Let's go. Let's go through Israel. Let's cut away all this sin. All we can. But how many knows God said, I'm going to do away with Israel. I'm going to make a great nation out of you. Moses didn't say, God, they ain't worth nothing. I knew there wasn't nothing to them in the beginning. Moses said, God, begin to plead for them, didn't he? Amen. Amen. How many knows when you're used to serving by the old altar, that's what you'll do? Amen. Amen. Somebody lift their hands tonight, amen, to give us a word of revelation. If you've got it, tell me somebody whom God didn't die for.
Amen. Who did he say he didn't want to save? He said, it's not my will that any, but that all. All those that you and I says ain't no hope in. Amen. All those that you and I say there's no hope in. Amen. Heard that before, ain't you, Sister Martha? Amen. How many of us tonight has heard there ain't no hope? Amen. Brother George read it a while ago. What kind of hope was that he read about there a while ago? A lively hope. Amen. One that's visible. Amen. One that's alive. One that's working. Amen. How many know something's working? Amen. Something's alive. You can see movement in it. Huh? Amen. You can see movement in it. Amen. A moving hope. Can you say amen? And he's begotten us by that hope tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you, at one time, most of us in this house, amen, could probably look around and say, somebody probably said, there ain't no hope in that one. I'm going to praise God. I said, there's hope in the old altar tonight. I want to tell you tonight, praise God, there's deliverance in the old altar. Can you say amen? Oh, but you got to die. Praise God, but I'm alive. I praise God, I'm alive forevermore. I want to tell you, I was dead. And the Bible said you go the old way and you're dead while you live. Can you say amen tonight? I'm alive, praise God. Amen. Amen. Bible said he done away with that seed. That sanctification. Don't need that no more. Let's do away with it. Amen. Amen. That special covering for the Sabbath. Let's do away with it. We don't need that anymore. Amen. I can remember as a young man, amen, getting up on Sunday morning. Amen. I can remember hearing the birds chirp. Amen. Even a sinner didn't mow his yard on Sunday. Amen. Amen. I remember getting up, amen, and just amen, peace. And Sundays was peaceful, amen. I didn't even go to church, and Sundays was peaceful, amen. I went to church. Of course, I had to go to church. I wasn't no option in my house. Oh, Brother Chris, you got to get on that stuff every time you get up. Amen. Wasn't no option in my house. Amen. Was it, Dad? I begged him three times to get up tonight, and he wouldn't get up. So maybe he needs to come here a little more, and we can get him lined out, and he'll preach a little more. What do you say? Amen. He kept trying to push Jeremy out here. Somebody else, amen. Amen. When they don't want to preach, they'll put anybody on the floor. Can you say amen? Not that Jeremy's anybody. He wanted to hear him, amen. 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 Bible said, and they removed the covert from the Sabbath day. They had built the house of God. And I want you to notice this next passage of Scripture. And we're going to soon let you pray. Amen. He said, in the king's entry without, turned he from the house of the Lord to the God of Assyria. How many knows when you remove the old altar for the new altar, it ain't very long you're going to remove sanctification. Amen. And you realize when Solomon, amen, David was king, Solomon, they had a, David or Solomon, I can't remember which one right off the top of my head. Amen. They had a special entryway for the royal family to enter the house of God. It was built, amen, off of the kingdom. Amen. So they didn't have to go out like everybody else. They had a special way to get to the house of God. Amen. How many knows anybody in a position, amen, to where they're trying to help somebody else needs a special way? Amen. A special entry to the house of God. Amen. Away from the world. Amen. And you know what? When he removed the old altar, it was no longer aesthetically pretty, and he took and done away with it. It wasn't long he done away with sanctification. Amen. After he done that, he said, you know what? We don't need that entryway no more from the king's house to God's house. Don't need it no more. Let's just do away with that. We can use that space for a little something better. Amen. We can use that space for a little something better.
How many knows it ain't very long? Sister Heather was talking back there. It ain't very long to where, hey, Sunday's the only day we need to come to church anymore. Amen. That's the new altar way. Amen. But you know what? When they get cancer, amen, husband and wife can no longer get along because a new altar don't seem to be working anymore. Because you know why? There's no sanctification. There's no reason to die. You can live the way you used to live and everything's okay. But the way you used to live only brings death. Amen. Things starts falling apart. And you know what you decide to do then? Find somebody that's got the old altar so I can inquire of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I can inquire of the Lord. Amen. Amen. They'll go, you know the way they inquired in the old days? They would come up there, amen, and they'd put on, amen. They'd already been to the brazen altar. Amen. Amen. They'd already been to the brazen altar. They already had sins atonement. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Every time they entered the house of God and they left the house of God, they always used the laver for sanctification. Ain't that amazing? You know why? Because he said when you're among the world, you're going to get polluted among the world. The Bible said that Lot, amen, sitting in the gate of Sodom, amen, watching it day in and day out, vexed his righteous soul. Amen. Vex means to afflict and to scar, to hurt. Amen. Amen. To bring pain. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that these priests would go in and they'd go in, and as they went in to the sanctuary, the house of God, they would sanctify themselves. When they came out, they would sanctify themselves. And they'd go in and they'd put on the ephod and they'd begin to inquire of God. Amen. God would tell them what needs to be done. Amen. God would tell them what needs to be done today. How many knows they said, but Brother Byron said he had that revival. And he said he told that pastor, he said, I'm going to preach a revival here. And he said, I want an altar here. He went home and he built him an altar and he brought it in that big fancy church, an old altar. Amen. He set that old altar out there. I can only imagine what it looked like. Amen. Probably went over at Lowe's and got him some pine boards. Amen. 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 He had that old altar there. Amen. Said when he left, that pastor looked at him and said, you know what? I think we might just need to keep that altar. Amen. We might just need to keep that altar. Amen. You see what had happened? It brought revival. Can you say amen tonight? It brought revival. How many knows what's going to help us today? Amen. It's that old altar. Amen. That old altar. That altar where we can get down there. Amen. I can remember a time. There was one out here naming, what was it? About it wasn't even chocolate brown. Was it? It's more of a, it has a funny little brown color. I can't remember. Almond. That dark brown's all I remember out here. Amen. It was spread across there. Amen. Made out of no doubt pine wood. By 12, about what it looked like. Amen. It'd been chipped. It'd been hit. It'd been touched up. Amen. But you know what it had? It had a whole lot of tears on it. Amen. And thank God there was a few of mine went on there. Can you say amen? Amen. It ain't been very long. Brother Tommy Sanchez done this. A beautiful altar here. Amen. And I assure you, amen, I just what time I've been here, if we could get all the tears that had been put on this old altar, amen, I'd say we'd run out of wastebaskets trying to catch them all. Amen. Well, I'm not worried about it. Why is that? Because you see, when a tear is shed on the old altar, amen, how many knows it's bottled up, amen? I praise God it's bottled up. It's up there in heaven, amen. God's hearing. God's listening tonight. How many knows, amen? That's what happened at the old altar. Can you say amen tonight? How many knows, praise God, deliverance is brought by the old altar? Amen. That's the only way. Amen. There is no new way. Amen. There is no, I don't care how pretty it looks. Amen. If you're to truly be blessed, the old altar still works. Can you say amen? It still works. I don't care how bad you get out. Amen. It still works. Amen. It's real easy. Some of us tonight, amen, have been guilty, amen, of trying the newfangled altar ways. Amen. Amen. Just meditate a little bit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. There comes a time, amen. There'll come a time. Amen. Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. We've all been trying to get by with a little less what we could. Amen. I knew it's working for Brother Jeremy. It works for, and I'm not saying anything. It works for Sister So-and-so. How many times have you been there, Jeremy? Hey, they're doing good, and they don't have to do all you're having to do. They're doing real good, but it ain't very long. You know what? You find yourself, amen, you ain't hearing God no more. Amen. You begin to realize sanctification ain't there no more. Amen. That man you used to have resurrected, every time you get a little bit tried, amen, you find him sticking his rear and his ugly head right back up. You realize, amen, he's crawled out of the ashes. He's come back and got back in you, amen. How can you say amen? But I want to tell you, amen, the only way to get rid of it is go back to that old altar. I get on that altar. I cry out to God. And how many know life will come from the old altar? Amen. Peter took that old altar back through that old altar. Amen. Of Tiglath Pileser away. Amen. They'd have set that old altar back up. And they'd have begun to sacrifice like God told them to sacrifice. Amen. Amen. He didn't say go out there and get an old altar. It don't matter what it is. As long as you burn sacrifice for me, it'll be okay. He didn't say that, did he? He said make it 5 cubits wide, 5 cubits deep, 4 square. Ever how wide it was, how deep it was. He said, make it 3 cubits tall. Amen. Ain't that amazing? He made a labor. He told him exactly how to mold and to carve it and to cover it in brass. Told him to put water in it. Amen. Every day. Gave somebody a job every day to do that. Amen. Gave somebody a job to make sure they went around and had people to bring in the oil. Amen. In the house of God. And every day they went through the house of God. And amen. Filling up the oil. How many remember those little Samuel? Amen. That was little Samuel's job. Amen. How to go through. And the Bible said, hear the house. How that lamp of God went out in the house of God. You know why? Because the priest had forgot the old altar. Amen. Because the priest had got blind. Amen. He turned it over to his adulterating son. Amen. And then the church got in trouble. Israel lost its power. Amen. The Philistines come in and took it tonight. I want to tell you the only way I will keep power with God, and Brother Jeremy Robinson, is through and by the old altar. Can you say amen? Amen. That rich man tonight, amen. That rich man tonight, amen. You get this in your head. Singers, may we get ready. I'm going to let you pray, amen, if these ministers ain't got anything to add. Amen. That rich man tonight is somewhere in hell. Oh, Brother Webb, that's just a figment of his imagination. The Bible said he opened his eyes being in torments. In the flame. Bible said he looked. And he saw. What saw mean? It means to see, don't it? How many knows what one of your senses is? Eyesight. Bible said he looked and he saw Lazarus being comforted in Abraham's bosom. He said, Father Abraham. Once was a son. Father Abraham once was a son. Oh, Brother Webb, once you get God, you can't never lose God. He said, Father Abraham. Amen. Amen. Have Lazarus. Amen. I was heading to Frankfort one morning working. Tony Morrison and I was driving. I could take you to the very underpass I was going under. Amen. I was talking to God and I was quoting that scripture. Amen. Amen. I was quoting that scripture and the Bible said that old Lazarus was covered in boils. Amen. Amen. It said, moreover, the dogs came and licked him. Amen. I was quoting that scripture, talking to God. I drove on that underpass on I-64 heading to Frankfort, Kentucky. And I said, God, why was the dogs licking Lazarus? Amen. He said, from an infection, he said, when you got boils on your body, what's inside those boils? Amen. Amen. When you move, what happens to those?
amen, just real everything the Holy Ghost was speaking to me. And he said the dogs would come by and lick that. And I'm telling you what, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30, my stomach didn't like that at all. I want to tell you something. I'm telling you, it did not like that at all. Amen. I got that coffee there didn't near taste as good as it was. Amen. When I got that thought went through my head and the Holy Ghost said that to me. Amen. And you know what the next thing came to my mind? The rich man said, have Lazarus. Amen. To dip his finger in some water. I said, Lord, have mercy. What an awful play. That must have been the last thing. Amen. I know that the rich man seen. I was a pus infected. Amen. Old man. But he said, God, have mercy. Give me a little bit of water. Amen. From that man's. Amen. A fingertip that I may cool. My scorching tongue. Amen. You know what the scorching tongue meant? Many could still feel, couldn't he? He may soothe. We got eyesight now, we got soothing. Amen. He spoke. Father Abraham. Number 3. Father Abraham said, amen, remember when thou was on earth. Thou hadst good things. Amen. 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 What's that mean? Still had his mind, didn't he? Amen. Amen. Still had his mind. Amen. Amen. You go to hell tonight. Amen. You know what you're going to hear every time God dealt with your heart? God dealing with your heart right now. You know what you're going to hear? You're going to hear me preaching this message for eternity to you. Amen. I assure you tonight, you know what the rich man's seeing tonight? It's seeing every opportunity that he could have gave the Lazarus something to eat. He's seeing every opportunity that he could have clothed round Lazarus on those cold nights. He's seeing every lost opportunity he ever had. Amen. That's part of his torment. Everybody's worried about the flame. I want to tell you, your mind, amen, is going to be tormented for eternity today. Amen. I'm here to tell you, but there's an old altar. Amen. The rich man would only win out of that old altar. Amen. Amen. If the rich man would only win out of that old altar, I want to tell you tonight, he wouldn't be in hell tonight. Amen. The Bible said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. Can you say amen? He said, go tell my brothers. Go tell my brothers. Amen. I have 5 brothers. Go tell my brothers not to come to this awful place. Amen. He said, they have Moses and the prophets, wouldn't they? He said, let them hear them. He said, let them hear Moses and the prophets. They'd be persuaded. Abraham said they wouldn't be persuaded though one rose. Is that the way it worded? Rose, I know I'm paraphrasing, rose from the dead. Amen. The one rose from the dead. How many knows one did tonight? Amen. He went and died for you and I. Amen. He made an altar. Amen. Amen. He's serving that altar tonight. Amen. The Bible said there's one man or one God. Amen. One mediator between God and man. Amen. He's at that altar tonight, Sister Joni. Amen. Another place he said he's making intercession for you and I. Amen. In other words, when we come to that altar, Tony, ain't you glad when you come to the altar? Amen. You come an old drunk. Amen. Amen. Hopeless and lost. Amen. 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 Come to church, we're to praise God. Amen. We have an old altar. Amen. Still the old way, Francis. Amen. Amen. All the church can do is help you. Amen. They need to. Amen. Make an altar. They need to be behind them. Kaylee and these girls. Amen. Francis. And amen. Sister Brandy and Sister Faith. Amen. Doing so good around here. Amen. And new couple. Amen. Said to come down from Sand Springs. Glad they're with us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. Where you from? Amen. Amen. I'm just glad tonight we got an old altar. Amen. I'm glad I got an old altar. Amen. That I can go to. Amen. Amen. I've been guilty, like I said. Amen. Don't let the devil trick you tonight. Amen. To doing away with that old altar. Amen. Don't let him trick you. Amen. That new altar, hey, you can pray on it. Amen. You can sacrifice on it. You can do all these things on it. But I want to tell you, amen, you won't realize it. Amen. But you're doing away with the sanctification. Amen. You're doing away with the entry to God's house. You're doing away with the respect or the covert for the Sabbath day. Amen. You're doing away. Not only are you doing those things, you're leading those around you. Amen. How many knows the rich man? He said, go tell my brothers. Amen. Go tell my brothers. Amen. No doubt they looked at him and said, look at my rich brother. Amen. Loaded with money. Amen. I want to be like my rich brother. Amen. He said, go tell my brothers. They don't want to come to this place. Don't live like me. Amen. The money ain't worth it. Can you imagine that? He said, the money is not worth it. Amen. The money ain't worth it. Amen. The money's not worth it. Amen. The companionship wouldn't be worth it. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Ain't nothing. Amen. Trust me, they is not nothing in this life. Amen. Amen. Nothing in this life. Oh, my God, they ain't nothing. Paul said in one place, he said, amen, that the light affliction that he bears couldn't be worthy, is not worthy to be compared, amen, to the glory that shall be revealed. Amen. How many knows tonight, Sister Darla, amen, talking about the school, amen. My wife was talking about that other day. She went to physical therapy several years ago, amen, and she went in there and they almost thought she'd lost her ever-loving mind, amen. She came in there with a dress, amen. She went in decent, amen. I'm not saying that. She didn't go in there very indecent and going all that way. She went very decent and very modest, amen. But no doubt, amen, I knew the devil was working on her mind. But I want to tell you something today, church. Hey, how many knows that's the old altar way? Can you say amen? That's the old altar way, amen. That's the way, amen. And God, I just keep right on doing because I want to tell you something. Those people that gave me the hardest time, those people that said, oh, you're a foolish old preacher, amen, just a crazy old fanatic, amen. And when they got in trouble, when they got in trouble, amen, amen, would you pray? Amen, would you inquire for me? Amen, would you inquire for me? Amen, my child's sick, would you inquire for me? Mom and dad sick, would you inquire for me? I'm looking at divorce, would you inquire for me? Amen, there's something going on in my body and I don't know what it is, would you inquire for me? Amen. Amen. How many knows when you go the old altar way, you're standing there by the old altar saying, sure I will. Amen. Sure I will. Sure I will. Amen. I'll inquire for you. I'll inquire for you. How many knows tonight? Amen. The old altar still works. As they get ready to sing, you brothers got anything? Amen. As they get ready to sing, amen, we're going to open this altar. If you will stand, amen, tonight I love you.